The saint whose privilege we have of celebrating his feast today goes back to way back into antiquity. Saint Paulinus of Nola. Saint Paulinus was born of a noble Roman family in the city of Bordeaux in France. And he was selected to become the consul or the governor of the province of Nola in Italy, in southern Italy. And there he was touched by the grace of God. He was not a Catholic, but he went to visit the tomb of a very famous Nolan saint, Saint Felix of Nola, who had been bishop and had been martyred. And he saw that the shrine that was given to Saint Felix, as great as his fame was very paltry and feeble. And so then he used his own money, even though he was not a Catholic, to build him a better and bigger and more beautiful shrine, which, as far as I know, still stands there to this day. In the meantime, he went back to France and he became a Catholic and was baptized by another bishop who was a saint, whose name escapes me right now. And then he went to Spain, and there he was ordained a priest. He was sent back to Nola, and eventually he was made the bishop of Nola. And so he accomplished many things for the sake of God. Now, all the readings of this Mass, of course, recall to us the importance of selfishness and unselfishness, and the fact that Saint Paulinus, even though he was very, very wealthy, gave up of his wealth to support the church and the poor. When the Vandals attacked Nola and destroyed much of it and took many, many of its citizens hostage, he had run out of money already. And so he gave himself up as a hostage to deliver the son of one of the women of the town. Eventually, he himself was set free. And his whole life was marked with many, many miracles as well. One that is not in the Missal, of course, but that I remember from past readings, is that he had been sent forth by the King of France in order to give him guidance. And St. Paulinus noticed that at the table with the king was his concubine, even though he was married and had a queen. He was committing adultery and fornication and other impurities. So he demanded that the concubine be sent away. And the king refused. So St. Paulinus got up and bowed to the king and left, and he sailed back to Nola in Italy, in the southern part of Italy, on his cape. And so a great miracle was performed that many, many hundreds of persons were able to see and to attest. And so today we celebrate this great saint who is very, very popular in much of the world, though he's not well known in America for whatever reason, St. Paulinus of Nola. He died in the year 431 AD. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.